And one final segment with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fair, 537-1350 if you have some last-minute phone calls. A couple proclamations on tonight's agenda, Mayor.
Yes, we do. The first one is Constitution Week. And the local Polly Ogden chapter of the DAR will be receiving that proclamation. There's a whole week dedicated to Constitution Week, September 17th to the 23rd. The second proclamation is called Time of Peace and Nonviolence Awareness. And Suzanne Glymore, who heads the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative, will be there to receive that proclamation. And they're planning something called Harmony in the Hat, H-A-T-T, that's coming up on October 7th. October 2nd is 2017 World Habitat Day. And Carmen Davenport from the Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity will be there to receive that. Those are just efforts to call attention to the broader things that are happening in our community, and I think they're very worthy.
Just had Jana Fallon and Sydney Carlin on our program yesterday talking about Constitution Week, so appreciate that, too.
I think Jana's on here, too. I missed her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Work session next week, Ron.
Work session next week is going to focus on, we've got some facilities plans updates that are planned for the water treatment plant and the wastewater treatment plant, and the commission will hear those updates as to future needs and improvements that are recommended for those particular facilities.
And that's something you've been taking a look at for a while now,
yep.
I guess. So
absolutely.
Just continuing efforts. Any more to add on that note, Mayor?
Just other than that's an ongoing effort to upgrade our infrastructure. And as we build this community, those things are often quiet and they aren't glamorous.
But critical.
But
that
critical.
They function.
Absolutely. They are so critical. And when I took office, that's what I said, that I thought this year that I should pay really strong attention and draw the community's attention to is the need for this infrastructure for our planning our growth in the future. Everything from the North Campus Corridor to the Aggieville infrastructure and our water, wastewater. So
any other meetings we want to look at?
I know there's a Riley County Senior Center is dedicating the new kitchen and the renovations that have been done there this Thursday. That's at 1 o'clock if you're interested in attending that particular aspect. And we have a phone call.
Yes, we do. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Good day and good morning. You're doing a fine job. Just a question over here on Knocker, Allen Road. What are they replacing? Looks like they're getting ready to start doing a lot of digging. I haven't heard much.
Yeah, good suggestion. They are getting ready to extend sanitary sewer line from the west end of Allen Road down to that and tie into there's an interceptor, large interceptor under casement. And so one of the things we've had and dealt with over the year is we've had some INI infiltration of groundwater and stormwater into our sanitary sewer system, which has forced us to do bypass pumping. We bring crews out and we pump from one sanitary sewer system to another. If you've seen, maybe have seen the crews out there during some big rain events where they're trying to get it down to a line that's not as infiltrated. And so this is a project that we've had in the CIP for a long time that's going to create a relief sewer and take it down to that large interceptor sewer where we won't have a capacity issue. We won't have to send the crews out with each rain. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How long do you think it'll take them to get this job done and have the road tied up?
It'll be most of the fall, I think. We're going to have to dig. There's going to be some inconveniences there with access, but we're going to try and maintain access throughout the project for people that live along there. But they are going to have to dig that up and put that in. We're also going to do some water line improvements while we're there, and then obviously we got to put the street back. So,
all right. Thank you for the info. Progress is promised. Have a great day.
Thank you for your call.
We have another phone call. Everybody's calling in at the last minute. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to know if there's anything new on a restaurant at the airport. That's all.
No. On the airport, actually, this last round of when we had resolicited for proposals, we didn't even get the initial party that was interested to do that. And so we're looking at our options there. We've ran into some enhanced vending machine operations that provides an upgrade where we've and that those services have been recently upgraded by some different providers in the area. So at least for the short term, I guess, you know, the feedback we're hearing, you know, you have five flights a day and it just doesn't warrant the interest. I do think, you know, there would be participation from the companies in the valley, but at this point in time, we don't have that. And so we're looking at other options. Primarily, looks like we're going to try to do some enhanced vending machine operations, both on the unscreened and screened side at the airport.
Thanks for the call.
We might even repurpose that space.
We might temporarily repurpose some of that space for some offices.
I've been a really big fan. I've been pulling on Ron's shirt sleeve saying, could we just get a – is there such a thing as a Keurig vending machine?
Actually, in conjunction with the enhanced vending, we are looking at like a push cart operation where you could have somebody in just some of those hours that we do have folks engaging there that could serve, whether it's coffee or with a microwave and stuff that could be heated up. And so
something quick.
537-1350,
only about 5 minutes left. And I know what we were talking about, other meetings. I know the mayor just went to the League of Kansas Municipalities recently.
The last 3 days. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They were jam-packed with information. I would just hit on three things that happened to come to my mind because I don't have my notes with me, but we talked about the tax lid, and there's no expectation that it will be repealed, but they are hopeful that they can work on an exemption for employee benefits. You know, over the years, how much health insurance goes up every year. Well, that just blows the city and the county budgets for their other, because they're so limited. So there's hope about that. In Kansas City, Kansas, they are making a strong effort. They're consolidated government, so their city attorney is also their county attorney. And they have wizard powers, I think. But they are working on dilapidated and blighted properties. And we know that it takes a long time to ever, at least our experience is that it takes a long time to ever successfully get rid of a blighted house or a dwelling. And so they're working on some, I'm not familiar with all the things, but they're just going gung-ho. The other thing they're working on is delinquent property taxes. And we learned that the statutes are very specific in the early part of tax delinquency. But by the time it gets to an auction, the statutes are very vague, and it's left up to the local governments. And so we want to return properties rather than having them be on that delinquent list for one county. There was 7 years. We've had some experience here with several years. We want to do it as efficiently and economically. And you know, you might not say that, well, there's no real monetary reward, but the staff time working on delinquent property taxes is humongous. At the county level, these properties we have just, last year we had a subdivision, this year a subdivision that were delinquent. The staff and attorney time is really significant and should not be ignored. It's kind of like sand going through your fingers. You know, it's hard to count. So when you ask for an estimate, it's pretty impossible to give one.
Construction updates.
We do have some construction some good news. I know I've had a caller here over as in the past about College Heights. We're getting really close on College Heights. We had a storm sewer system that caved in and had to replace it, and there were some gas lines there that needed some special equipment to protect it in the replacement. And so I know they've poured all the concrete back in place. That's curing. And so I think really towards the end of next week, maybe even sooner, we should have that open back up for folks to use on College Heights. Also, I think the Marlette between right now it's closed just to the west of Denison, so you can't use that route, and that should be finishing up late this month. if everything goes right there. And so that's actually a county-initiated project that we're assisting with, but I think that one's going well. The Diverging Diamond obviously made some changes recently, and still a lot of work going on there, but I think people can start to see how that's going to function in the future and get used to some of that. I know one frustrating point along Seth Childs Corridor is at Seth Childs and Amherst. We had in-ground detectors there that were damaged when that was repaved at the early part of the season. We have to tear the road up to either use that system. We opted not to do that, and so we're going to put that on video detection. We've had the video detection cameras ordered. They're manufactured, and all the parts for that are in the Houston and South Florida areas. And so all of the orders because of the hurricanes are delayed. So you're just going to have to bear with us. I know out there right now it's just in a time sequence where it gives left turn protection for when there's nobody in the left turn lane. So that causes additional delay. We apologize for that. When we get that equipment in, we'll be able to rectify that. So that's another one that's the – while I'm out there, there's a K-113 Seth Child Corridor study going on, so some more public meetings coming on that.
We're out of time.
We're out of time.
Again, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morse, you've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Coming up today here on KMAN, Clark Howard Show is coming up next. Rush Limbaugh from 11 to 2, the Dan Patrick Show 2 to 4. And then with the game coming up today, we'll be starting at 4:08, but only going until 5:30 because of Royals baseball pregame. Starting at 5:30 with the Royals at the Blue Jays. First pitch is just after 6 o'clock. We're now at 10 a.m. News Radio KMAN.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump at the United Nations fires away at North Korea's leader.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
Mr. Trump, in his first address to the General Assembly, did not hold back.